Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. They tested the tsunami warning communication system this morning as sirens sounded and an airplane flew overhead announcing from its loudspeaker. The test of the emergency system was conducted in Humboldt, Mendocino, and Del Norte counties, and the sirens could be plainly heard in Eureka, and the speaker from the plane flying over our studios was plainly audible. You can provide feedback to authorities by visiting the tsunami test webpage, noaa.gov/test. Again, the webpage is noaa.gov/test. Deputies from the Sheriff's Community Response Team served search warrants at two locations, one in Eureka and one in Fortuna on Tuesday, and followed up with the search of a third property in Dinsmore. In all, deputies confiscated more than 360 pounds of processed or dried marijuana, more than 300 growing marijuana plants, $19,000 in cash, several weapons and precious metals, including silver coins and bars. Deputies arrested 19-year-old Matthew Mildebrandt at the Eureka location, where he was found in possession of packaged marijuana, some ready to be shipped via the mail along with processed bud. Matthew Mildebrandt was arrested and booked for the marijuana as well as for suspicion of sexual relations with a minor after he was found in the company of a 17-year-old juvenile female. Mildebrandt's parents, Mark and Denise, were arrested at their scenic drive home, where a search turned up more processed marijuana and more cash. Deputies then searched a property associated with the Mildebrandts in Dinsmore and found a diesel-powered indoor grow with hundreds of plants and processed bud. Mark and Denise Mildebrandt were arrested and booked on numerous charges. Congressman Jared Huffman began his visit to the North Coast with a stop in Crescent City on Monday, visiting with local civic leaders to discuss a wide range of issues, from fishing to national parks to the harbor.
We covered a lot of ground in Del Norte County, everything from the Smith River to Crescent City Harbor and some exciting economic development plans that they've got there, in addition to trying to rebuild the harbor from some tsunami damage.
Congressman Huffman then touched on the issue of sequestration at the federal level, the effects of which are starting to be felt and will see reduced hours and staffing at national parks and furloughs for federal employees who work there.
The effects that you're going to see from sequestration will really start to kick in over a series of weeks and months. We'll have an opportunity as the current continuing resolution plays out through September to revisit this at the end of the summer or the early fall. And my hope is, as the pain begins to be felt, that maybe we'll build the political will to find a better strategy for deficit reduction.
Congressman Huffman then continued his trip in Eureka, meeting with students at McKinleyville High School and representatives from local fishing fleets. Today marks the 49th anniversary of the tsunami that struck Crescent City on March 27, 1964. An earthquake in Anchorage, Alaska sent tsunami waves crashing against the north coast. Crescent City took the worst of the tsunami as it claimed 11 lives. The tsunami became known as one of the worst tsunamis in the history of the United States. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. He's evil and I need to kill him. Those are the words told to a sheriff's deputy who responded to a stabbing incident in Wyatt on Monday night. The person reporting those words is a friend of 29-year-old Clayton Hamilton, who was arrested and booked into county jail on an attempted murder charge. Responding deputies, CHP officers, and medical personnel found the victim lying in the roadway on the Wyatt overpass, being treated for his wounds by motorists who had stopped to help. Further investigation revealed that Hamilton, who was traveling from Utah to meet his friend in Rio Del, had picked up the victim who was hitchhiking in Redding. The three had lunch at a McDonald's in Fortuna before separating. Hamilton's friends said that later Hamilton went looking for the hitchhiker, and he saw him driving southbound on Highway 101 and followed him. When he caught up to Hamilton, he had found the hitchhiker and attacked him, stabbing him several times. The friend then called 911, and the victim's wounds are considered life-threatening. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.